And finally, the moment we've all been waiting for, the official halfway point of the Bush presidency.
I, George Walker Bush.
I, George Walker Bush.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
At which point, 49% of the country also solemnly swore. The president then settled in for his second inaugural address. You may remember the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, used his second inaugural address to declare, with malice towards none, and charity for all. That's how he said. Bush's 21-minute oration had themes of its own. See if you can pick them out.
There is no justice without freedom. When you stand for your liberty, those who deny freedom proclaims liberty, the message of freedom, of American freedom. It's advance of freedom in the cause of freedom. Definition of liberty, of freedom, of liberty, and the Liberty Bell attain their own freedom, of human freedom. Liberty. Did our generation advance the cause of freedom when freedom came under attack? Of freedom, of liberty, of freedom toward liberty, the meaning and promise of liberty. Freedom now. For a union based on liberty, of liberty, and America's ideal of freedom, our own freedom, the call of freedom in freedom's cause. Liberty for all, greater freedom from want and freedom in the history of freedom. Liberty.
The final score, and I promise you, you can count it yourself in the transcript of the speech, Freedom 27, Liberty 15. It was a noble effort by Liberty, which, as you know, has been playing hurt since the Patriot Act. But in the end, Liberty was no match for freedom, which will now move on to take on justice in the cliche bowl. Should be a barn burner. Now, freedom and liberty will be our charge. For you see, freedom and liberty are our history.
From the day of our founding, we have proclaimed that every man and woman on this earth has rights and dignity and matchless value.
Well, not from day one. It's interesting. There was a brief period, 100 years, we had slaves. But, and women couldn't vote till 1920. But, in many respects, it's the thought that counts. But anyway, you were inspiring us.
For as long as whole regions of the world simmer, violence will gather and multiply in destructive power and cross the most offended borders and raise a mortal threat.
They just swear him in as president or dungeon master. Now, having addressed... Imagine if I had delivered that in the Woody Allen voice. Would have been really funny. Dungeon master. Having addressed all that is evil, Bush spoke to our friends.
And all the allies of the United States can know. We honor your friendship. We rely on your counsel. And we depend on your help.
Well, depend is kind of a strong word. We get a kick out of it.
America will not impose our own style of government on the unwilling.
Anymore. We tried. It really is not working. President Bush closed on a high note.
When you stand for your liberty, we will stand with you.
Offer not valid in Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Uzbekistan, and all of Africa.